The debate over the size and role of government isn't just polarizing national politics. It's causing divisions at the state and local levels, too. Jim McLean, reporting for KCUR's Heartland Health Monitor, has the story about how public health programs in Kansas's largest county have been thrust into the center of that debate.
There was a time when Kansas was considered a national leader in public health. That was largely due to Dr. Samuel Crumbine, who early in the 20th century led what is now the Department of Health and Environment. He convinced Kansas to stop spitting on sidewalks, and he pushed state lawmakers to pass food purity laws and to ban the public drinking cup. His pioneering career has been chronicled in books and on the public television program Sunflower Journeys.
By the time that Crumbine resigned in 1923, Kansas public health was indeed the envy of the nation.
But times have changed. While it would be hyperbole to say that public health is now under attack in Kansas, it's fair to say there is growing concern about what recent budget cuts in the state's largest city and county may signal. Conservatives now control the five-member Sedgwick County Commission, and Chairman Richard Ranzau says the new majority is attempting to restore what he calls core American values to county government. Here he is speaking to fellow Republicans at Wichita's Pachyderm Club.
I would argue that the county, state, and country have moved so far left we don't recognize core American values. I'm talking about things like fiscal responsibility, individual freedom, property rights, individual responsibility, limited government. These are all things we talk about, and it's easy to say them, but when we put them into practice, what does that mean? And I think we're starting to do that in the county, and some people don't like it, and some people do, and we'll continue to have that debate.
To demonstrate their resolve, the conservatives attempted to cut the county's 2016 budget by $3 million, including $1 million from public health. Commissioner Tim Norton opposed the cuts. He's concerned they could jeopardize the Sedgwick County Health Department's status as one of only three in Kansas to earn national accreditation.
I'm just hoping that the dominoes won't fall again next year and that we start dismantling our public health system in Sedgwick County.
Opponents managed to get a few of the cuts restored, including $175,000 for a program that connects low-income residents to health care services. But the commission's conservative majority prevailed on most of the spending reductions. Jeff Willett is the vice president for programs at the Kansas Health Foundation, which helped lead the opposition.
Communities that have a strong public health system are going to be healthier communities. They're going to be more vibrant communities. So as we look ahead, I think it's important to know that we have to do a better job making the case for public health.
In addition to preventing infectious diseases, modern public health is focused on reducing the incidence of chronic conditions. The epidemic of type 2 diabetes is a good example. It's costing Kansans more than $1.5 billion a year. Public health departments are working to lower those costs and prevent early deaths by spearheading efforts to help Kansans eat healthier and exercise more. But it's those kind of collective efforts that Ranzau objects to. He acknowledges that he's overweight, but he says that's really none of the government's business.
There's no collective solution to my health problems. Either I do it or nobody will. All right? And we need to stop acting like there are. And we need to have the courage to stand up and say it's about the individual.
Dan Partridge is the director of the Lawrence Douglas County Health Department. He says research clearly shows that chronic health problems must be attacked at the population level. That's because of how our individual health is affected by behaviors that are heavily influenced by powerful social and cultural forces.
When you look at the research, you cannot deny that the things that public health does impact our health, and that individual responsibility, personal freedom alone, is not going to cut it. We can't just create this clean intellectual divide and wash our hands of our neighbors' health outcomes, because the reality is the data says they're interconnected.
Partridge says health advocates need to do a better job of educating the county commissioners who control their budgets. If they don't, he says, public health programs may be inviting targets, as the state's ongoing budget problems put more pressure on county budgets. For Heartland Health Monitor, I'm Jim McLean.